It's the new Hot Country 92.5 and Hot Country 107.7. Hot Country Mornings with Derek, our favorite duo, Jenna and Stuart the Recklaws, who will be joining Dean Brody, to name a few, at City Folk on Saturday at Lansdowne Park, are with us this morning. Good morning, gang. How are things?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sounds like at least Jenna's more of the morning person compared to Stuart. Is that true?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
This is actually the middle of the night for me right now. This is a big deal that I'm on this.
I did get up like 10 minutes ago.
And you sound so alert already. I'm really impressed. So I had a chance to chat with Dean the other day, and he has nothing but great things to say about both of you.
Dean is just probably like one of the kindest, coolest guys in this industry by far. And like, it's still, we were saying this the other day, but like, it's still mind-blowing that he is a friend of ours now, because so many years ago we went and saw him in concert when we were going to university, and we would like sit in the back row and wait in line for the meet and greet. Now we're doing songs with him and texting him and doing shows with him on the weekends. It's just like, it's a surreal situation. We love Dean. He's literally the funniest guy.
And you know, it's interesting how life sometimes will take a different path. You mentioned university, so way before country music, what were your career plans?
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, we were both going to the University of Guelph, if anyone's heard of that place. And I was taking marketing. Stuart was taking beginner science. And then he was going to do chiropractic, because our dad and our older sister are both chiropractors.
Yeah.
And then I was going to do, like, marketing. And I don't know what I was going to do, but I knew that I loved the music industry. I knew that it was probably going to be something in the music industry, like maybe marketing for a label or something. But I ended up not doing that and just pursuing the career. We dropped out. I was in third year. Stu was in end of first, I guess.
Yeah, like beginning of midway through second. You were like halfway through third or fourth, I think.
You guys recently spent some time in Eastern Canada. What was that experience like?
Ooh, I'm still recovering. I actually, and this morning I woke up and I was like, gosh, like, why can't I like wake up? It's from that week. Like, we were out there the entire week. We played George Street Festival on the Monday, and then Churro Country Rocks the Hub on the Friday. So it didn't make sense for us to fly back and forth. So we stayed out, and honestly, it was just such a great time, like too good of a time. There was nobody to shut it off.
Yeah.
Out and about and experiencing, and the people there are amazing. It was super fun.
Now, you guys are from small town Ontario. Did you notice any similarities when you were in the East Coast?
A little bit. Everywhere feels like a small town out there, even if you're in Halifax or in St. John's. Like, it's just like everybody treats you like they're your next door neighbor. And it's like, I don't know, there's something in the water out there. The people there are just like the kindest humans alive, and they all have accents.
And, you know, the interesting thing is they will say to us, you guys have like an Ontario accent.
Right.
Exactly. Everywhere we went, they're like, where are you from? We're like, oh, we don't fit in. We're like, no, obviously we don't fit in, but we wanted to fit in.
Love it. Now, when you guys aren't working on music, or now thankfully on the road, what do you like to do to unwind?
Ooh, Jen, you go first.
I mean, we both love to work out for sure. And like, a glass of wine can really just take it to the next level. I think just sitting with friends and family, we don't get to see them a lot when things are really busy. So the time that we get with them is just so important. And I think that just helps us to really unwind and really feel at home. Like, I love to just be at home.
Yeah, honestly, being at home, if you're on the road the way that we are, when the world's like actually turning at full speed, it's when you're home, you almost like don't see much or do much like with anybody. But I'm going to a Jays game today. That's one thing. Ooh. That's a fun hobby thing to do. I haven't been to one at all season, so it's going to be good. But I don't know, any kind of sporting event or like going to a concert that's not your own is always a good time if it's a possibility.
We're chatting with Jenna and Stuart the Recklaws, who will be playing City Folk in Ottawa on Saturday. Now, you guys mentioned family a minute or so ago. Family first, but business is business. How do you guys actually separate family? The fact that you're brother and sister when it comes to business and actually actually writing songs?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been something we've juggled for a while. I do think as time goes on, we'll see how our journeys go. So far, it's been pretty awesome to get to do it together. I think we learn a lot from each other. We lean on each other a lot, like even in the writing rooms, especially on stage. Like if one of us is feeling, I mean, we've had colds before where one of us can't like sing as well. And the other person like steps up and,
yeah.
And like, that is just such a leaning thing. Like we get to lean on each other on that. And that's, mm-hmm. that's huge for each other, I think.
And even like, even this summer, as well, speaking to this, cause Jenna never would, but like I tore my Achilles in the end of June this summer. And so I've been in a cast and like on crutches and on scooters and all sorts of stuff this
Man.
Year. And it's been like, it hasn't been easy to travel, but like our management was like, do you guys want to cancel the summer? I was like, no, like just cause I can't walk doesn't mean we can't do shows. So we powered through, but Jenna definitely was there for me. And like, it's been, I don't know what I would have done if I was a solo act on the road with a broken foot. Like it would have been rough. And Jen stepped up and put the sister hat on. And I know I'm going to have to do the same eventually down the road, but we're lucky to have each other for sure.
Looking forward to seeing you guys Saturday at City Folks, Saturday night at Lansdowne Park in Ottawa. If you want tickets and more info, you can go to cityfolkfestival.com. Jenna and Stuart, thanks for joining us this morning. And enjoy that Jays game. And Jenna, grab a glass of wine. You're allowed.
I will.
Thank you, Derek. That's awesome, man. One more thing we wanted to say before we lose You is Can't Help Myself, the biggest song of our careers, as well as with Dean in the last year. So it'll be the first time we play that all together as a group on Saturday night. So we are so excited.